The things that I would take away from it, I thought defensively we started extremely fast. It was 6-0 after the first quarter. I think the first couple drives they did a good job bending but not breaking. And then ultimately in the second and third quarter the game got away from us. And then we finished strong as well, holding 0 points in the fourth, which was nice. And I think we created two turnovers, so anytime you can do that, that is huge from an offensive standpoint. The offensive line didn't allow any sacks, so that's certainly something that we can do. And I think, Seth Morgan saw the field well, got the ball out of his hand. We need to be a little more accurate. We need to make some contested catches. But I think, anytime you can not have a sack against an opponent of that caliber is certainly some things that we can clean up. But the message after the game was, we went in there, we played extremely hard. It certainly wasn't good enough. By any stretch of the imagination. But now as we go into FCS play, the game should slow down a bit compared to the juggernaut that we just faced.
First question this morning from Roger Brown. Good morning, Roger. John, mute, Roger.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
Gotcha. How we doing, guys?
Doing well.
Good.
Happy Monday. Rick, did you come out healthy, number one? And then two other quick questions or comments, maybe. If you could just comment on Wandae Owens' performance. It looked terrific from, what I saw. And then maybe just an initial thought on Holy Cross.
Yeah, we got nicked up a decent amount. I mean, Bo Riley, he'll be questionable this week. We're going to get a MRI on his knee here tomorrow, and Miles Tomlinson as well hurt his hand. So we'll see what they're going to look like for the upcoming week, and certainly some other guys that are banged up but shouldn't keep anybody out. Wandae Owens was tremendous. I thought he was one of the best players that we had all night, if not the best, around 14 tackles. He flew around. Another thing that I need to mention, I thought our pass defense did a really nice job. Aside from two explosive plays, they held them to about 50% completion percentage, the two turnovers that we mentioned. So I thought he did a really good job leading the charge. He covered well and he was physical in the run game as well. So great addition to that defense secondary. And yeah, I mean, Holy Cross, I mean, they last 5 years have been the best team in New England, as far as championship, wins and playoff appearances. It's a veteran group. There are guys that know how to win. It's a coaching staff that we know very well. Obviously Dan Curran being an alum here and a close friend and someone that's always been a great mentor to me. So they're going to play hard. They're going to embody what he's all about. They're going to be gritty. They're going to be tough. When you turn on the tape, they tackled extremely well, I thought, against URI. And that was a game that both teams, I thought, really fought all the way to the end, and either one had a chance to win it there. So this is certainly one that, we had circled at the beginning of the year that was going to be a highly fought contest, and we're excited about it.
Great. Thanks.
Rick, you touched a little bit on Seth Morgan, 14 of 28, 95 yards, did throw a couple of picks. Obviously, he was seeing a lot of pressure, against a Big 12 type defense. But as a former quarterback yourself, kind of just analyze his performance and where do you think you go from here?
Yeah, some good, some bad. I mean, again, I think the best thing is the ball came out of his hand. He can process information quickly. He's got a quick release. He can throw people open, which is nice. And the bad thing, I think we forced a couple throws in there. The first one, I think was probably wasn't a great decision. After watching the tape, we had somebody open on third down and decided not to go to that guy. And then the other one I thought was a pretty decent throw to the sideline. And I thought it was a better defensive play. We were banged up at the receiver position with two borderline starters out of that game. So, we had a true freshman in on that play on a deep comeback. And, there when the ball was released, he seemed to be open from his vantage point, and the defensive back just broke on it and intercepted it. So I think, sometimes it's not always just on the quarterback. Sometimes that position obviously needs to play a lot better. So the good thing is he's a confident kid. He knows he took to the tough coaching the last few days, and he's eager to get back out there.
Next question from Kevin Stone. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Morning, Kev.
You mentioned last week about kind of weathering the storm against UCF. How did you think you guys came out overall? Obviously, defense was good, but just in terms of dealing with that atmosphere, how do you think you guys did?
I thought it was a good start. And then I thought they wore on us. I did. I thought the speed and the size and the physicality of that roster, as the game went along, we didn't hang in there as much as I would have liked. I don't think the guys backed down, and I don't think they were in awe of that or starstruck. I just think that, we were outmatched athletically and physically at a lot of different positions out there. So again, the fact that we didn't quit, we still played four quarters and found a way to do some good things in the fourth quarter, I thought was a huge encouragement for myself and our staff. So yeah, we got to flush it. We got to move forward. We got to go and talk to them before the game. You shock the world and you win that, great. You lose a close game where you get absolutely the doors blown off you, it doesn't really matter. We still need to go in the FCS play. We still need to, win meaningful games, and every game that we have at the FCS level is going to be a challenge for us. So we knew that one was one that if it didn't go our way, we throw it away and we look forward to what's coming up next.
Rick, you talked on defense about Wanday Owens' play, but Josiah also had a fairly good game. Eight tackles, got a couple of tackles for loss. How did you feel like he played and was able to at least get in the backfield some?
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. I thought he held his own. Their rushing numbers were pretty gaudy, but a lot of that stuff happened on the perimeter. I thought the guys actually did a pretty decent job of kind of managing them running up the middle. Josiah was a big part of that. He set the edge all day. When he had the opportunity to rush the pass, or he got there a couple more times that he was close to getting sacked. So I think he's exactly what we need him to be right now, and he's had a really good camp from a. How physical he's been in terms of his leadership aspect, and we need to continue him to progress and build off that performance.
Just looking ahead to Saturday, you've touched a little bit on Holy Cross. How much does it help? That was a tremendous game that they had with Rhode Island. How much does it help when they play a CAA opponent maybe you've got a lot of familiarity with?
It certainly helps, but it's also being new staff, new coordinators, we're trying to figure out exactly what their identity is. When you have a player like Jordan Fuller, I'm sure their identity on offense is going to continue to be to pound the rock on the game. He's a physically imposing young man, very hard to take down. Very rarely does the first tackler bring him down. So we need to gang tackle this week and swarm to the football. But defensively, we're really, we have one game, and that's the University of Rhode Island, to try to figure out kind of what they do from a defensive standpoint. Obviously at Merrimack, Coach Curran and his defensive staff was a lot more man-to-man. They were a lot more zone in this first game. So I think we have to have a contingency plan for both. And then I think, on from the other side of the ball, going against Coach Dresner quite often when he was at Maine, when he was at Stony Brook, we know they want to get in the big sets. They want to run the football. He's going to get an unbalanced, and at least we have more games on in the breakdown to try to figure out some tendencies. But we have all the respect for him. He's put some points up against our defense in years past, and their coaching staff is elite. Their players are champion, have a championship pedigree. And this is going to be an awesome contest.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time today. Good luck against Holy Cross on Saturday, and look forward to talking to you next week.